The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Canyon County Jail was built 28 years ago, and it has a history that is well known. It's run down, so full of inmates that the sheriff has to use a canvas tent for overflow. And inmates, they are regularly housed somewhere else. So that's why, for the fourth time since 2006, the Canyon County Board of Commissioners will be asking taxpayers to approve a bond to build a new jail. That price tag? $187 million. Voters head to the polls tomorrow, and this bond does need a two-thirds majority to pass. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Canyon County Jail Bond Advocate Isabel Bilbao. Welcome to the program.
I got
to
correct you. Not advocate, educator.
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 Thank you.
Yes.
Educator. That's what, see, that's why you're here, to educate me, to educate all of us about this. All right. So first, Isabel, talk to me about Canyon County almost 30 years ago when the jail was built and today. In the sense of population itself.
Sure. I think everyone has seen it grow, but the numbers are real. More than 90,000 people lived in Canyon County the last time the jail was built in 1991. Today, we're over 217,000 people. That's a 141% increase in that amount of time. So it's gone up, and it's only expected to grow more.
So with that, currently the jail isn't just one building. And this was what was a bit surprising to me, because I think when we think of a jail, you think of one building. I think when I go to Caldwell, you go to the courthouse, there's the jail. That's not necessarily the case.
No, there are actually three pieces that make up the current Canyon County Jail, with a fourth one to arrive soon. So you have the jail annex. It was built 71 years ago in 1948. It's only two floors are only functioning right now. And what makes that a problem is it's really inefficient and not a good use of taxpayer money. Often we have one deputy guarding two inmates or one deputy guarding up to 14 inmates. So really not functional and dangerous. Then you have the Dale Hale Detention Center, which is the main jail campus. 321 people call that place home. 40 of those are on work release and 34 of those are held in booking. They even have to use the booking section of the jail to hold inmates. And then you have the notorious tent.
Right.
It was put up in 2006. We all know the tent. It was only supposed to house work release inmates. So
right.
They were supposed to be out contributing. No, it houses 122 inmates full time. And as we all know, between 2016 and 2018, nine inmates cut their way right out of that tent.
Because it's a tent.
Because it's a tent. And then what we haven't put on there, what's new, is sometime later this summer, hopefully in June, the parking lot of the detention center will be turned into temporary housing for 122 women. They're going to roll out 28 trailers and put them on that parking lot to house women there, because that nationwide is the fastest growing group of violent offenders.
And also, when we talk about putting it on the detention grounds, let's be clear. This is part of the parking lot at the courthouse.
It
yes?
is the parking lot at the so the courthouse is on one side. On the other side is the jail, and it'll be in the parking lot of the jail is where the temporary housing will be. And it's going to be there for 5 years, up to 5 years, at $12 million.
I was gonna say, what's the cost?
$12 million just for that, for those trailers to be there.
And this is a bond. So for people who may not understand a bond, walk us through the process of what a bond is, and then the bottom line cost for taxpayers on this.
So voters have to approve a bond, and because it's taxes involved, they have to approve with a supermajority, which is 66 2/3%. So basically, in layman's terms, and I've learned this in this process, it's two yeses for every one no. So that's what's required in order for this to pass. And this hasn't been on the ballot since 2010.
Mm-hmm.
What will happen then is voters will be asked to decide if they want to approve a $187 million bond. And that will be paid over a 20-year period. What's nice about growth is right now the bond at that cost is about $94 a year for every $100,000 that your home is worth. The more people come into the community, the good news with growth, that bond levy rate will go down. So it will become even less expensive for taxpayers in the area. And that's the good news. But there is a 5% increase in your taxes, you know, in between Nampa and Caldwell. And then if you live in the county, about a 7 to 8% increase.
So why now? Why bring this forward now? Because, but we should be clear, as I said in the beginning, So since 2006, this is the fourth time, but it hasn't been since 2010.
Right. So they have really, the county has had this need for over a decade, and they tried then. Since voters turned it down, they went and hired an expert group who came in and decided what needs to be put there. What kind of jail do we need to really make it, really take a good look at what we need in the county. Mm-hmm. So they brought the DLR group in. They went and said, you need 1,055 beds. This is what you need. We'll get you through a few decades of your inmate population. The reason they're so desperate for it is there is room for 477 people right now in the King and County Jail. There's an average of about 30 that are housed out of county as far as Valley and Adams County. You got to remember, these people are not convicted. They're just charged. So they have to be traveling back and forth about 50 times a week. The jail makes these trips to bring them to and mm-hmm. from court. They need room for more. We have 700 inmates on pretrial release, which means they meet a set of qualifications to be out. But of those 700, 450 do not meet the requirements. They should be in jail per the judges and per what those requirements are.
But we should, make sense? It does. But okay. We should note too, with these inmates that are being held, like in Adams mm-hmm. and in Valley County, there is a cost because it is you pay mm-hmm. the other county, correct?
Right.
And then you pay for transport.
Right.
And if they're being transported back and forth, I mean, so there are these additional costs that are incurring.
Sure.
When inmates are housed in different places.
So nothing's free, as
right.
we know. So to house an inmate out of county is about $75 a night. What that does not include is the transportation, the deputy's time, the maintenance on the vehicles, and the liability, because driving people to and from Valley and Adams County in the winter...
Not fun.
Not fun and not easy. And so per the sheriff's budget and what they've paid, it's about $312 per inmate per night to have them out of county. And to get a bed out of county isn't easy. So it's a real fight because other counties are in need as well. So to get this bed, then we have to pay to have them out. And we have to pay to have people go back and forth to bring them mm-hmm. to court.
I'm speaking with Isabel Bilbao. She is a Canyon County Jail Bond educator, talking about the upcoming election tomorrow regarding Canyon County Jail. And you mentioned this earlier, Isabel, but one of the biggest issues is where to house women, because unfortunately, this is nationwide. In the last 5 years, female inmate population has skyrocketed. And a lot of it, as we know, has to do with drug use. But jails, when they were built 30 years ago, were usually men.
Right. Just a small portion of the King and County Jail has room for women, and it's maxed out every day, about 70, I think there's 76 rooms available, if I have that number correctly, but roughly. There's a need now. So that's why they're bringing in these trailers, because they need up to about 122. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of women housed out of county because there is the growing need, and it isn't just here. It is nationwide, and it's something that a lot of communities are dealing with. Mm-hmm.
From an educational standpoint, when you talk to people about this, what are the concerns? I mean, why are they hesitant? Is it because they think maybe, you know what, we're just housing too many people for petty crimes? You know, we don't need this. Or if there's starting to be an understanding of, unfortunately, people are getting arrested.
So there's both. So we do know that a lot of people say, hey, let go of the marijuana users. And I do want to make this clear. Of 1,182 inmates that were arrested in the month of March, 8 people were arrested for a minor possession of marijuana. None of them spent a night in jail. They were given work release or inmate detail.
But that was only 8 people of more than 1,000.
8 people of more than 1,000 arrests. Now, are there people in jail right now with drug charges? Absolutely. The sheriff will tell you that 98% of all crimes are committed because people have some addiction to a drug. And so if we could eliminate drugs altogether, we'd eliminate jails probably. But that's not the case. So there are people there with a litany of crimes. Some of them will be drugs. But to say there's minor marijuana users in there, that's just not true.
What about this idea of mental health? And not just from an inmate's mental health to be housed in a building that may have, you know, some safety concerns, is old, is run down. But what about the employees and the people that are there day in and day out having to work in these conditions. Is there a connection at all?
Absolutely. So we have given a lot of jail tours during this time that I've been hired to talk and educate the county on the jail. And one thing I ask people when they go through is it safe and is it sane? And is it safe and sane for the inmate? And is it safe and sane for the deputy? Because there are two groups of people that are in that jail. First of all, for the inmate, there is no program space at the Kingan County Jail. If a new bond were to pass, the jail design would include multipurpose rooms, which would allow for groups to come in, pastors, educators, mm-hmm. counselors, recovery specialists, maybe help people learn how to write a check.
Those services aren't available.
They are not available. I mean, there's a little bit of space if someone will come in, but you get kicked out if an attorney needs mm-hmm. to meet with their client, because that's number one. There is no space for that. So this would allow that process to start. And while these are county inmates, not prison inmates, it does get the process going. And we all know that mental health is huge and everybody is trying to do their part right now to fix the mental health issues that we have in this state and in this nation. But when you think about the deputies, if you spend 20 years working for the Kingan County Sheriff's Office, which a lot of them have, you will have spent 6 years of your own life behind bars. Right? That's the face I did.
Right. My eyes just got really big when you said that.
Yes. These men and women are dedicated to their jobs. And the environment, it's hard for me to describe without having toured it, but it is, or without having someone else go look mm-hmm. at it. But it isn't an environment that we would want our family members to work in. They've had to retrofit some of the staircases because inmates were hiding behind them. So they've had, you know, and attacking guards. Mm-hmm. They would come up with new ways for attorneys to come in. So no contraband or family members come in. So there's no contraband brought in mm-hmm. through visiting. It's just a different system, a modern system. So it is a question, is it safe and sane? And that's really when I'm out talking to voters. What do you want and how much are you willing to spend for your public safety mm-hmm. and for our jails?
So if this is passed, an entire new jail yes. will be built.
Yes.
So where will it be built? And then what would be the time frame that it would actually be ready to house inmates?
So if it does pass tomorrow, as the sheriff's office said, they want to get going Wednesday morning on what needs to happen. And it would require an architect and developer to come in. Mm-hmm. That would be go up for bid. That has not been decided yet. It's estimated to take 4 years to build the jail. And so that's the time frame they're looking at. Mm-hmm. What else did you ask?
So then where would it be located?
Oh, located. Thank you. It would be off of the US 2026 exit off the freeway. So notice for a lot of people, it's the firework exit. If you've
okay.
driven to Ontario.
Yep.
Yep. That's the reaction. It would be right off of that exit. It's 3 miles from the courthouse. It has great access for all law enforcement because this isn't just for Kingan County deputies. It would also be for all the city and town law enforcement as well. So they would use that. It's 3 miles from the courthouse. All the infrastructure is already there. Sewer and water have already put in. That's already paid for. The land is already owned outright by the county. So that is not another cost or tax burden to us taxpayers. So that's where it would be. It's already, a selection team decided that more than a decade ago and looked at a number of different places around the county and picked that to be the best spot.
But what's interesting is it would take 4 years and unfortunately the number of inmates is going to go up
right.
in the 4 years. So it's getting this moving as quickly as they possibly could if it's passed.
And that's what when people say to the officers, we don't know. I mean, they don't want a tax increase. And I understand the people of Kingan County. It's a very conservative county. That's why people love it. And they don't want to pay the taxes. I don't think anybody wants their taxes to go up there. So the officers say, but we don't know what we're going to do. Even in the 4 years, if we have to wait, we don't know what we're going to do because the growth is coming. Mm-hmm. They just reported, you probably reported it yourself, more than 100,000 people in Nampa now.
Right.
When I went to high school, there were 34,000.
And so when you look at that, and then it is, and it's becoming the place, especially Caldwell.
Yes.
It is huge developments, housing developments coming.
And the city of Caldwell has done some amazing mm-hmm. things downtown. They have a great downtown. It's becoming very vibrant. It's becoming a place where a lot of people want to live. They're doing a beautiful job. And so this is a big concern.
I want to thank you for coming in today. That vote is tomorrow. It needs a 2/3 majority to pass. And voters take to the polls, as I said, tomorrow in Kingan County. Isabel, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Gemma.
My guest today is Isabel Bilbao, educator for the Kingan County Jail Bond. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters. And that'll do it for this episode of Idaho Matters. Thanks so much for listening. And just a reminder, you can find all of our episodes wherever you get your podcasts.